Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good early morning to you folks, and thank you for tuning in with me once again with another edition of True Conservative Radio. And of course, I am your host, the man they call Ghost, and I want to thank you for tuning in with me. Once again, this is an early edition. This is 4:30 in the morning where I'm located at here in Texas, and I'm sure it's even earlier or maybe an hour later wherever in the blue hell you may be located at. And I'm sorry if you happen to be missing this particular live broadcast, but it's definitely an important one. And who in the blue hell knows, it may be my last one because of the whole censorship situation that is the subject matter of the show at hand here in question. Now, before I get into all that hoopla, I just wanted to make everybody aware that who's been listening to my program on a consistent basis, I want to thank everybody who ever listened to me, whether you hated me. There was a lot more people that hated me who listened than liked me. I want to thank you regardless, because it's the whole reason why I came up on here to provide discourse on subject matters that I thought are important, that I think are important. I believe in morality. I'm not like most people out here that are going to submit to the liberal domination of America. I refuse to sit here and go quietly in that good night, so to speak, and I'm not going to get pussified by this feminist horse crap. And anybody who has listened to me understands this, folks. People understand that I'm not going to bow down to feminism, okay? I'm not going to sit here and acknowledge somebody's supposed deeds or supposed qualities that aren't there just because the feminist movement forces me to do so, okay? I'm not going to do it, okay? And everybody who knows me, everybody who listens to this program knows I'm not going to do it either. And that's the point, folks. Okay, I mean, if I hear somebody, I don't care if you're a damn woman, okay? I don't care if you're a man. I don't care what you are. If you're going to sit here and make certain political, social, or any kind of assumptions and try to pass them off as fact out here, I'm going to call you out for the fake piece of liberal garbage that you are. And that's exactly what I did, folks. You see, the last program was yanked off the air in mid-live stream, if you will, because, and you know, I'll be honest with you, I took a little offense to a certain scenario that happened on another broadcast on the Blog Talk Radio Network, folks, and then I, in turn, utilized this venue to amplify my disdain for the particular scenario that pissed me off, because, you know, people do that to me, frankly. I mean, there's the Blog Talk Radio Network, folks, is filled with shows that desecrate and spread slanderous lies and personally attack yours truly, all right? They're out there, okay, folks? But did yours truly go out and cry and say, oh, they're talking about me on the Blog Talk Radio. They're taking my broadcasts and making little songs about them on YouTube and making me look like a jackass. I mean, did I cry about it, folks? Did I go and call the Blog Talk Radio police and tell them, help me, these people are talking about me because they don't agree with my political persuasion. So they're making fun of me. They're personally attacking me. They're talking about my family. Oh, but I'm not going to do that, folks, okay? I'm not going to sit here and cry like a little baby about it. I understand that people that listen to my political persuasion are not going to agree with what I have to say. And I understand that that's going to inspire some passion in some people to motivate them to utilize the methods of agitation that is well known by communist agitators. I understand this. I live with this fact every day, all right? I don't need somebody to sit here and fight my battles for me. I understand that I am talking about politics. I'm talking about social issues. I'm talking a lot about issues that actually pertain to people's lives out here. Some people are going to agree with me. Other people aren't going to agree with me. And I understand the people that are not going to agree with me are going to get a little pissed off about it. I understand that the people that aren't going to agree with me are going to get so pissed off that they may even do some crazy crap. They may even send some threatening emails. They may even tell me some bad words. They may even prank call my show. They may do a lot of things, folks. But do I give two rat's asses about it, folks? No. And you want to know why I don't give two rat's asses about it, folks? Because, first of all, the reason I don't give a rat's ass about it is because I'm not trying to become some stupid media mogul via the internet, okay? You notice that you don't see my stupid mug plastered anywhere. Nobody knows what I look like, and rightfully so, folks. I'm not trying to become some stupid internet star out here, all right? I'm not trying to be like some stupid bimbo out here, you know, putting a picture of her face and getting on one of these venues and flapping her little mealy mouth about random garbage that she has absolutely no substance to back up. And claiming to be something I'm not, folks. I am just a person, an anonymous person, okay, that is telling you facts, that is giving you certain persuasions, that's, you know, trying to facilitate discourse. I invite anybody to call into my show. And do I ever, and you can listen back into the archives, folks, I have actually allowed people that I personally don't agree with the venue to get on this show and say their persuasion. And why is that, folks? Because I still believe in freedom. Okay? I mean, I don't have to do that. I don't have to listen to these pieces of crap, you know, while they're on my show, just flap their mealy mouth about crap that I don't agree with, but I do it because that's how democracy works, folks. That's how we're going to change minds. If you are if you feel obstinately about a certain subject matter, the only way you're going to change people's minds is if you talk about it, for Christ's sake. Not be some authoritarian dictator and just start cutting people off and hanging up on people, that sort of thing. But you see, we are no longer in an era of democracy, and that's what I've been saying all along. You can look back in the archives, folks. blogtalkradio.com/ghost, and that's even if it's still there, for Christ's sake, because I don't know if I'm even going to still be on the air because of this stupid crap. And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It lacks reason. It lacks rationality. It's ridiculous, folks. You want to know why? Because I'm telling you, you're seeing a transition in social society, in our government, in corporate America, in our business sector, the whole nine yards. It's liberalism that's infecting everybody. You notice how liberalism and feminism, these two ridiculous diseases of social society out here, you know, they try to advocate that they're so tolerant, right? The liberals, they love to talk that tolerance talk. And yet when somebody tries to speak their mind that's against their persuasion of thought or ideology, they want to shut them up. They'll do whatever it takes to shut them up, even if it goes against their very principles of freedom, supposedly. And that's what I've been saying all along, folks. Don't pallet liberal crap. Don't pallet this feminist crap, folks. Don't pallet it, because you know, once you start palleting it, they're going to start directing your psyche on how to think, how to speak, how to feel. And I'm not going to do it, and you shouldn't do it either, folks. You should be an individual, and I don't care what your political persuasion is. All right, don't follow along with this crap. Don't go along with this damn liberalism, folks, or this feminism. Denounce it. Spit on it. Because it deserves it. Anyway, folks, I know I'm getting a little out of hand here. And I'm sorry, and I'm truly sorry if you folks out there are listening in and, you know, you're just kind of, you're kind of flabbergasted, if you will. You're just kind of wondering why in the blue hell I'm going off the handle. Well, the reason I'm going off the handle, folks, is because nobody's talking about these subject matters, and then when I attempt to talk about certain subject matters, you know, people just tend to hate me. And as a consequence, one of those people that don't agree with me, don't like me, whatever the case might be, actually, there's many of them on here, but one in particular, and I'm not going to say her name, because that got me into trouble. I got yanked off the air, folks. The last time I was on the Blog Talk Radio Network live, I was yanked off the air because I was being critical about a Blog Talk Radio host that happened to have literally went against the very grain of what she's trying to represent on her show, and so on and so forth. Now, once again, I said on the outset of this show, I agree that maybe I went about it the wrong way, and, you know, maybe I shouldn't have exerted that much energy into this dish rag whore in question. But, I mean, what happened was basically is that the fact is that it hurt somebody's feelings. And, you know, there's a couple of people that are on the Blog Talk Radio Network that have shows on here that, you know, to be quite honest, I'm not in tune with what in the blue hell is happening in this little community of the Blog Talk Radio Network because, well, frankly, there's not that many people in the community that like yours truly here. And the only reason they don't like yours truly is because, first of all, you know, I got a life, okay? I mean, I do this program because, you know, I exert a few hours of my free time to try to persuade people or anybody who's listening in, whether it's live or in the archive, to try to just spit on liberalism, spit on feminism, and try to participate in their democracy, in their government, and that's what I do. But apparently, people that have taken this community so serious to the point where they're literally spending about 10-plus hours a day on here, I'm assuming, and of course, I'm just assuming this based on what happened on the scenario in question. Now, I don't want to get too into detail about it, because apparently, I mean, I'm so bad out here that they're going to yank me off the air. They're going to take away my privileges and erase everything. I mean, like I never existed, you know. It kind of reminds you of some totalitarian, authoritarian crap. Just because I decided to have a program that was solely based on one of the hosts that happened to, you know, completely be obnoxious and go against the very grain of what the Ditsy Broad talks about on her show, you know, and as a result, all kinds of crap ensued there, and it was just a bunch of horse crap. And anyway, I just wanted to say, first of all, I'm not going to say I'm sorry, because I could give two rat's asses. I mean, with all due respect to the Blog Talk Radio Network here, I could give a rat's ass. I mean, this is just something I do for fun, all right? And the reason I do it for fun is because, I've taken it serious. Don't get me wrong, I've taken it a little serious here as of late, but at first, I did this to try to, you know, maybe get some people to talk to about political subject matters. And then when I realized that people actually listen to this program, I mean, really listen, I mean, I get constant feedback in the email, I realized, well, you know, maybe I should take this a little serious. I started getting really serious there for a second. Unfortunately, it started affecting my health because I would go off on these tirades for hours on end. And apparently I was getting so serious and so passionate that unfortunately I obtained a high blood pressure problem and I had to cut down or curb the frequency of the amount of shows I did here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. But I'm not like these bimbos that are on the Blog Talk Radio Network putting their faces all prominent and trying to think because they talk like some, you know, oh my God, because they talk like that, that they're going to somehow make it into internet stardom, and they're able to persuade a couple of bigwigs to get on their show and talk. It's just ridiculous, man. It's really ridiculous. All right? I mean, I understand that, Blog Talk Radio Network is a private entity, and I know it's a little corporate bastion of what in the blue hell is basically dominating our lives in everyday society. But with all due respect, once again, don't call this Citizen Broadcast Network if you're not going to allow the citizens to broadcast on your network. All right? And that's just my suggestion. All right? That's just my suggestion. Because, if any of the Blog Talk Radio jerk-offs are listening, the censors, if you're listening into this show and you're upset at the fact that I'm being critical of you, it's damn fine reason why, okay? Because yours truly has been talked about all over this damn Blog Talk Radio Network, okay? And you can look on many shows. There were shows dedicated to yours truly, and they talk about my damn family. All right? They talk about me personally. They use clips from my show trying to make a jackass out of me. And where was BTR police then, huh? Oh, well, they were sitting there with a Kentucky Fried Chicken grease thumb up their derrieres. And the reason they weren't, so quick to push their finger on the censor button with those folks is because Ghost over here speaks his mind, all right? He goes against liberalism. He goes against feminism, all right? He's talking about freedom. He's talking about democracy. That's what he's doing. He's not out here following the status quo. So who gives a crap if people talk crap about Ghost over here? But if they talk, if anybody talks about any of these supposed sacred cows, these broads, these, you know who I'm talking about. I don't need to say their name because I'm obviously, if I say their name, I'm breaking a rule. Even though people have done that to me, for Christ's sake. But you know who these bimbos are. They think they're rock stars. They think they're media stars, whatever the case might be. They're out here, and they're trying to give themselves a little pretty face, give themselves kind of weird angled shots of their mugs so they can it can still make them look youthful and have a couple of single jerk-offs listen to them and chat to them in their chat room and get a bunch of losers to, oh, look at her, she looks like a cute woman. Well, let me go ahead and listen to her show. And when you listen to these broad shows, there's no substance whatsoever. They're not talking about any issues that affect your life. They're just giving you nothing but a bunch of airheaded fluff. That's what it is, folks. That's what it is. And because I was critical of one of these supposed sacred moo cows, these ditzy bimbos out here that, think that they're God's gift because, they can give themselves a decent cake-up makeup job and, direct the camera a certain angle to get rid of those wrinkles, that somehow that gives them justification to get up on a broadcast network such as the Blog Talk Radio Network or any network to amplify their airheaded fluff. And they say absolutely nothing. Now, it'd be a different story if they were actually, putting forth issues on the debating table that pertain to American lives. Or, hell, world life, for that matter. But this is all ridiculous, redundant horse crap, folks. And you people know who I'm talking about, too. I don't even need to say names. Just look in the morning broadcast and the afternoon broadcast. You see these broads that are somehow have been given authority by Blog Talk Radio Network all of a sudden. They have like 20 people who listen to them on a consistent basis, and all of a sudden they're given some sort of authority out here. This is ridiculous, man. This is ridiculous. I was on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Because I thought this was a good concept here. Citizen Broadcast Network. Now, it'd be a different story if I was advocating hating certain people based on race or based on, sexual preference, that sort of thing. Or if I was spreading false information, which I don't, folks. That's why I always say, anything I say, you can look it up for yourself. Okay? And if you can prove me wrong, then give me a damn call and prove me wrong on the air. But nobody's been able to do that because I say facts on here. I give you substance, for Christ's sake. Whether you agree or disagree with me, it's there. You can look it up. Bottom line. I mean, I'm not doing any of these things, okay? All I'm doing is speaking my mind based on my personal, political, and philosophical, and sociological perspective. That's what I'm doing, okay? I'm not spreading false information, all right? I'm not out here, you know, advocating violence, all right? I'm not, as a matter of fact, I'm advocating morality, you BTR morons! I'm advocating morality! That's what I'm advocating. I just don't understand it, man. I just don't understand why I'm the bad guy, you know? And the only thing I can deduce, because I'm using the laws of deduction, the only thing I can deduce is that it's because of the things that I say on this program just don't, you know, mend well with the political persuasion of those in the corporate echelon of this particular network. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. Because they, and it's really amazing to me, all of a sudden, you know, because I don't really keep up to date with the community of the Blog Talk Radio Network, because I could care less. I don't care, all right? And I just hope that people listen, and if they listen, they like it, that's great. I appreciate it. I always tell people I appreciate their patronage. If you don't like it, well, tough titty, I still appreciate you patronizing my show, okay? But I'm not going to sit here and, you know, keep up to date with all this crap and, you know, figure out, you know, who's in charge, how this hierarchy structure is built all of a sudden. But it really boggles my mind is who is being chosen as the supposed authority figures out here, the supposed censor figures out here. It's ridiculous. I mean, here I am, all right? I'm a conservative American. A conservative. I can't even imagine that there would have been a day in America where they would censor a conservative American. A conservative is being censored in America. I never thought I'd see the damn day when a conservative is being censored in this country. But let me tell you, folks, that should tell all of you that have been listening into this program, that should tell all of you that what I've been saying has been true all along. Feminism and liberalism has taken over the whole political mindset of America. You know it, and I know it, and this little scenario that has happened to yours truly should just be a perfect example of what is happening to our society out here. I'm a conservative, damn it! Don't you understand that? I'm a damn conservative! I'm not out here some 9/11 nut job! I'm not some freak show conspiracy theorist! I'm not out here advocating any kind of hate speech! I'm not even advocating religion! Don't you understand that, folks? I'm a conservative! And here I am. I'm the bad guy in America. I'm the bad guy. I want morality back in America. And I'm the bad guy. I want our children to be shielded from violence on television. But I'm the bad guy. I want our children to be shielded from sexual deviance and sexual acts on television, but I'm the bad guy! I don't understand it, folks, and let me tell you something. Just standing here makes me sick to my stomach to know what all these men and women that have fought for our country have died for a liberal, feminist hellhole. When a conservative American can be censored and chastised as some sort of a freak show. I'm telling you. And let me tell you, My chest is hurting right now. I'm getting high blood pressure, but I could give a rat's ass, okay, folks? Because I never thought I'd live in a day and age in America where a conservative would be censored. And this should all be an eye-opener for all of you people. All the conservative people that listen to me, this should be an eye-opener for you people. This liberalism and this feminism is alive and well, folks. It's alive and well. And you people need to take your heads out of your clogged up asses and understand that this is a lie, folks. Liberalism and feminism is a disease and it's infected everybody's minds, folks. I better calm down, man. I'm telling you, I'm really getting upset here. I'm upset. It's not a joke here, folks. I mean, I'm really upset. I'm really taking this to heart here. I mean, this is a rough realization to start understanding that conservatives are now the bad guys. I don't know, folks. Let me take a drink of water here before I have a coronary. You know what I'm talking about? I just don't understand it, folks. I mean, all I'm doing is saying my political persuasion. All I'm doing is advocating what I believe is right. All I'm doing is, you know, maybe not going along with the status quo, but I'm just abiding by the Constitution because that's a document that I take very seriously. And I know that most of these liberals and these feminists, they want you to wipe your ass with that document, but I'm not going to do it. And you should too. I mean, this is what I'm telling you, folks. This liberalism and this feminism is not a joke. You're either going to bow down to their way or else. They'll get rid of you. All right? They'll silence you by any means necessary. They will do whatever it takes to shut your opposition up, man. And this is very scary, folks. This is a very scary time in life, man. I mean, I'm talking person to person, whoever the hell's listening out there. I mean, this is scary out here. I don't want liberalism and feminism shoving their stupid agenda down our holes. But they're able to do it. And why are they able to do it, folks? Because the gatekeepers of information. Who are the gatekeepers of information? The people in control of these media outlets. Okay, these people are all liberals. And the only way I can prove this is because look at all the propaganda that's shoved down your throat. Somebody had to okay that sexual act on primetime television. Somebody had to okay that violent act on primetime television. Somebody had to okay, that foul-mouthed song on the radio program. These are the gatekeepers. And instead of trying to assert some sort of, I'm not even trying to have a litmus test on morality. But the bottom line is, folks, is that, you know, they should know and everybody should know that children listen to this. And they're influenced by this. And by this time, the gatekeepers know this. They know that your children are influenced by media. So once they get somebody who's of opposition of whatever they're trying to create, it's obvious that something, they're trying to induce something out here. Because, I mean, here I am, I'm a conservative, okay, and I've said this already before. I mean, I believe in morality in America. I'm not even like these holy rollers on Blog Talk Radio Network that are advocating all versions of the Bible or of whatever ridiculous religion. I'm just advocating morality based on moral ethos, based on the family. I mean, I'm a foot soldier for the American family. And I'm the bad guy. You see, this is what I'm telling you. All you conservatives out there, this is what I'm talking to you about. I mean, they're making people like me who believe in morality, who believe in family, who believe in saving our children. They're trying to put a bad image, a bad face on me. Because I'm not going with the status quo. I'm not going with liberalism. I'm not bowing down to John Turncoat McCain as being the nominee of the new liberal Republican Party. I mean, I'm not advocating anybody. You notice that I haven't advocated anybody for this political race or this political sideshow campaign out here. Because none of these folks are talking about the issues that affect you and me. They're not. And anybody who has rationality, anybody who has reason, will be able to understand this. People that aren't blinded by propaganda that's been anesthetized to them via liberalism or feminism, they're not going to be able to see it. And this is why I'm so hated on this, I guess, not only in the Blog Talk Radio community, but apparently I'm hated in the Blog Talk Radio authority out here. Yeah, excuse me, folks, I had to cough because I'm about to puke. Because I feel like I'm some sort of a revolutionary or something because I want to advocate morality for the family. I want to advocate morality in America. That I'm trying to shield the children from images of, you know, just ridiculous, deviant filth. And if you just look on the television set, folks, I challenge you, don't have your children around. I challenge you, get on the television set. 7 o'clock to about 9 o'clock in the evening, p.m. time. You just flip the channels out there and just count, all right? And you can get a little pad and paper. Count how many sexual acts and violent acts are shown on a consistent basis. As a matter of fact, you don't even need to have the volume up. As a matter of fact, it'd be even better if you just muted the damn thing and watched the television for an hour or so without any kind of sound. And look at the imagery that's being projected to your family, being projected to you. I mean, and be very critical of it. Look at it. Analyze it. Look at the facial features of the supposed actors. Look at their demeanors. This is all calculated stuff, folks. I know you may think that, you know, I'm falling off my rocker out here, but I challenge you to do your own research. You know that research based on marketers, you know, these marketing nimrods out here, they think they can, you know, subliminally induce you into buying icicles in Alaska out here. They've realized that the colors yellow and red induce hunger in people. Now, haven't you noticed that most of the signs of all your favorite fast food locations, what are their predominant colors? Huh. Red and yellow. This is what I'm saying, folks. This is not accident. They do research. All right? I mean, they understand what's going on out here. This is why I'm so critical about these people. This is why I understand now, and I can only deduce, that this is a calculated effort to desensitize society for some reason. All right? I mean, and that's the only thing I can think of. I mean, you know, they're turning our damn society into a damn jungle out here. All right. Instead of a certain morality in America, they're out here a certain immorality in America. I mean, look at these damn video games out here. You look at the damn boob tube. You look at all the influential media outlets out here. What are they showing to us? Nothing but a bunch of violence and sexual devious, a bunch of ridiculous nonsense. made-up life scenarios, unrealistic expectations, and all this other garbage. I mean, it's ridiculous, folks. But I'm the bad guy again, okay? I'm your bad guy out here. This is what the liberals and feminists want you to believe, that I'm the bad guy because I want morality. I don't want sexual deviants on television. I don't want open violent acts on television. I'm the bad guy. I mean, don't you think that's backwards, folks? I mean, put aside all the liberal and feminist propaganda that's in your stupid thick head. Take it out. Take it out and throw it away and think about it. Isn't that backwards? Somebody who's just trying to advocate shielding the children from violence and sex is the bad guy. Don't you think there's something wrong with that damn picture? I mean, think about it. Think about it in that thick skull of yours right now. Don't you think there's something wrong? Of course there's something wrong. Of course there's something wrong with that crap. And there should be. And you should throw away all that liberal and feminist propaganda. Throw it out of your mind. And understand that it is wrong what is happening here in society. We have to look into ourselves, folks. Don't let these gatekeepers of media that are trying to censor certain things that aren't up to status quo, don't let these morons dictate to us how we're going to think out here. Don't let them do it, folks. Because if you let them do it, we might as well forget about what we know of as America. What we know of as America will one day be a gosh darn memory. All the freedoms, all the free speech is going to be a thing of antiquity, folks. And anybody with any type of reason or rationality knows it. If you have any kind of brain in that thick skull of yours, you know it too. And it's sad, man. I mean, it is really sad. I'm trying to catch my breath out here, but every time I want to calm down and catch my breath, I just want to grab something and just throw it and just break it. I just want to break stuff. Because I can't believe that this is society nowadays that's embracing all this damn liberalism and feminism. I'm not going to do it. Are you going to do it, folks? Are you going to do it? Are you going to embrace feminism? Are you going to embrace liberalism? Well, you go ahead and do it, folks, because I'm not going to do this crap. I'm not going to do it. And I don't know if this is going to be my last show. I don't know what in the blue hell is going to happen. But you know what? I don't give a crap. I've got my integrity. I've got my principle. Unlike these people that are trying to censor me for having morality. They're trying to censor me for trying to advocate for the American family. These people are trying to censor me. You don't have any principle. You're gutless. You're following a totalitarian ideology. Oh, my God. You people that are censoring me, I challenge you, you look at yourself in the mirror one day, all right? After you censor me, a man who is just advocating morality in America, who wants to shield our children from sex and violence, I want you to look at yourself in the mirror after you censor me, after you take me off the air. Look at yourself in the mirror and look at yourself and say, hey, wait a minute. Am I an evil person? I mean, am I somebody that's trying to maybe not help but progress the whole concept of the whole feminization or the pussification of America? I mean, do I really want children? I mean, look at yourself in the damn mirror. Look at yourself, damn it, and tell yourself, do you really want children to watch sexual deviance crap on television? Do you want children to watch violent activity on the damn television, on the damn video games? This is your responsibility. I better calm down, folks. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm going off. I'm off the deep end here. I'm off the wazoo. But I'm very passionate about these things, folks. Whew. Let me take a drink of water here. Whew. Anyway, folks, I hope you understand the seriousness of the situation that I've been discussing here on this program. And as a matter of fact, this program is going to be an hour long because, first of all, I haven't been talking about giving me a call, haven't I? I haven't been giving the number out. And the reason I haven't been giving the number out, folks, is because I'm just saying my piece. Okay? And once I get off this broadcast and the censors and whoever in the blue hell else, once they get a hold of it and they realize, oh my God, he's not abiding by the totalitarian principles of feminism and liberalism, they're going to yank me off the air probably, folks. And, well, what can I say? What can I do, man? But who in the hell gives a crap? I'm sorry, folks, if I'm not really that talkative at this point. Whew! I'm just upset. I'm drained. I mean, you'd be upset too, folks. I mean, I'm a man that believes in family. I love family. I mean, that's what the whole foundation of humanity is family. And I'm an advocate for that. I try to embrace that as much as possible. And then, after you've lived your life, because, folks, I've lived a long time. And I've lived a long time, and then to realize here that the culmination of your life, everything that you stood for, your principles, are being basically wiped off the face of the planet. They're turning extinct. Because a new ideology that is based on some warped totalitarian, authoritarian thinking is now coming to flourish as the mainstream conscience of America, of the world. It's frustrating, folks. I mean, nobody gives a crap about conservative principles anymore. Nobody gives a crap about the Constitution. Nobody gives a crap about the unalienable rights that were given to us by our forefathers. Nobody gives a crap about this stuff, man. All anybody cares about is if, you know, some bimbo is, you know, giving you some damn fluff. That's all people care about. Is some ditzy bimbo just going along, oh my God, yeah, oh my God, oh yeah, did you know that Barack Obama, oh my God. That's all they care about, no substance. I mean, they don't care that our economy's going down the tubes. They don't care that we're in two wars right now, just as long as they, you know, make sure to figure out what in the blue hell is on Paris Hilton's crotch, a chihuahua or a damn butt monkey. As long as they realize, you know, the latest paparazzi's foot Britney Spears ran over, that's all these people care about. And, you know, I've been sitting here, I've been trying to advocate for people to wake up, take their heads out of their ass, and start realizing that not only are we seeing a complete and total 360 in the social landscape in America, we're seeing a 180 that's about to be a 360 in the whole concept of American way of life and the American way of thinking. I mean, this is liberalism at its finest, folks. It has hijacked both parties. It really doesn't matter who you vote for, folks. You can vote for John Turncoat McCain. You can vote for whoever in the blue hell is going to be the Democratic nominee. And let me tell you, folks, don't underestimate the Clinton slime machine, like I've said back in January. But either way you vote, you're going to get the same crap, different plate, folks. You're not going to get anything different. You're going to get this liberal crap. And I strongly urge you, folks, not to pallet this liberal horse crap. Spit on it. Take a dirty yellow bubbly pee on it and have it look back at you with a yellow smile about it. Because I just think that it's infecting America like a damn disease, folks. It's ridiculous. Anyway, folks, whether I'm on the air or off the air, whatever the blue hell happens to me, I challenge you, please, hook me up with a MySpace ad. I got a little MySpace, so you can get back at me at myspace.com/ghostpolitics. That's all one word, no underscores, myspace.com/ghostpolitics. And add me to your favorites, add me to your friends list. And you can email me, of course, at ghostiscool@hotmail.com. That's, of course, no underscores. Anyway, folks, I know that I sound maybe a little down on this special edition of True Conservative Radio. But the only reason I'm down, folks, is because, well, I'm jaded, man. I'm jaded that liberalism is alive and well. I mean, feminism seems like it's going to succeed as the domineering thought process in the new world out here. It's sad, man. I mean, what do you do? I don't know, man. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to cut this program short. I think I got like 10 minutes left on this program, but I just don't feel like talking anymore, folks. I don't feel like talking because, well, what difference is it going to make? I mean, whatever in the blue hell I say, I may be censored for it. Like I'm some sort of red-headed, four-eyed, freckle-faced, beaten stepchild or something. So what difference does it make? All I'm saying to you folks is, before I get off this program, whether it's going to be my last broadcast or not, all I'm saying to you folks is, don't pallet feminism. Don't pallet liberalism. Spit on it. It's infected America. It's infected westernized society, for Christ's sake. Don't pallet this crap, folks. And that's all I got to say, folks. I don't know what's going to happen to me. I hope I'm not going to do a show for a good long while because, to be frankly honest with you, folks, I'm not too terribly thrilled about providing content to a blog talk radio network that's going to sit here and chastise a conservative. But, you know, maybe after I let the steam and let the blood that's boiling inside my body blow over, maybe I'll come log back in, try to do another program, and when I try to log back in and do that other program, hopefully I can log in. Hopefully they don't take away my account, and secondly, hopefully I can broadcast another program, folks. Anyway, I really appreciate your patronage, folks. I want to thank everybody who's ever tuned in to me. I want to thank everybody who listens to me on a consistent basis. I know there's a lot of people who listen to me on the archive, which I appreciate. I appreciate everybody who's emailed me in your support or your disdain. Either way, I really appreciate it otherwise. And I wanted to say thank you to all those who motivated me to come back on here and continue to do my show. You take pretty good precedence in my life because you continue to inspire me to get up on here and to advocate my particular political, social, and philosophical persuasions. And I want to thank you very much for that. Anyway, folks, I am signing off here. There's 10 minutes left in the program. I don't know if the live broadcast is just going to sit there and let the 10 minutes go along. I don't know. But if you're listening in the archive, as soon as you hear me, like, click off, it's pretty much time for you to, you know, click off of the damn live, or excuse me, the archive program. But once again, folks, I want to thank everybody out there. True conservative radio will still live on. If Blog Talk Radio doesn't want to oblige by allowing me to continue to vent my conservative principles and my conservative ideology, well, there are other venues out here, okay, that are similar, just as similar to the Blog Talk Radio Network, and I'm not going to advocate any of them, all right, but you can utilize any search method or scour method you could possibly imagine and look for some of these same mediums that are identical to this Blog Talk Radio Network and search around for somebody named Ghost. And that's, of course, if they kick me off of here. If they don't kick me off of here, well, then I'll come back on here and do another broadcast. But if they happen to kick me off because I'm a conservative, look me up, man. Anyway, I hope to hear from y'all soon. Don't forget to add me on myspace.com/ghostpolitics and hook me up with an email at ghostiscool@hotmail.com, folks. Okay? And remember, don't pallet this feminist crap. All right? Don't pallet feminism. Don't pallet this liberal garbage. Okay? And before I sign off, I want to leave you, okay? I was about to sign off right now, but before I do, I want to leave you with one last message, okay? I've done a lot of shows on this program, and if you've learned anything from me, all right, if you've taken anything from this program, it's that feminism has infected America to the point where not only has it asserted the absolute pussification of America, but it's infected the pussification of the entire westernized world. So what is society supposed to do to feminism? Not acknowledge it, folks. Not acknowledge it. I mean, despise it. Talk against it. I mean, feminism, like I've stated, folks, has turned the woman appetite of a modern-day female into a subliminal prostitute. And for those that have always disagreed with me, I challenge them to go to their nearest alcohol beverage establishment or some sort of a social arena and just see it for yourself. See how, you know, these females nowadays are no longer going for males based on romance or actual love or anything of that nature. No. The first thing that comes out of a female's mouth between a man and woman's first interaction is, what do you do for a living? And you want to know why they say that, folks? Because they want materialistic crap. And that's the whole very foundation of feminism, man. Why do you think men nowadays are wearing $2,000 suits, $5,000 watches, $50,000 cars? Do you think it's to appease their own materialistic needs? No. It's to find a woman, folks. And this is the whole objective of feminism, man. And liberalism, feminism, like I said, they've always derived from communism. I don't care which way you look at it. They're communist variants, folks. And that's what I've been advocating all along. And I hope that if you take anything from this program, you understand that that's exactly what this is. Feminism, liberalism, or communist variants. I mean, just leave here understanding this. Don't you find it funny that liberals and feminists, they're always talking about how they're such liberal and open people, how they're open to all persuasions and all lifestyles and all this crap. But once you start critiquing their particular political ideology or their motives or anything of that nature, It's no longer tolerance with these people. It's intolerance. They begin to do whatever it takes to subjugate you and suppress you and silence you. That's how it is. There's no discourse with these people. And that's why I'm just not going to sit here and I'm not going to pallet it, folks. And if you are a real individual, an individual, have you ever heard of that? Somebody who thinks on their own, like the American forefathers that founded this very country, that wrote the American Constitution, if you're a true individual, you are not going to accept this liberal crap. You're not going to accept this feminist crap because it's authoritarian totalitarianism. They're trying to control the way we think, folks. And you shouldn't let them do it. And I sure as hell am not going to let them do it. So whether I'm here or not here anymore, folks, look me up, man, because I stand for freedom. All right? And let me tell you something. If the Blog Talk Radio Network takes me off the air, they don't stand for freedom. Okay? Because I just don't understand it. I mean, I'm not doing anything of the nature of some of these shows on here. I've had shows dedicated to me where they talked about my family, where they've, you know, spread all kinds of slanderous lies and personal attacks at me. And yet the Blog Talk Radio censor police seem to overlook those. But as soon as I'm critical about one stupid ditzy bimbo on the Blog Talk Radio Network that happens to be, I guess, of clout with this stupid corporate apparatus of this network, now all of a sudden I'm the bad guy. So anyway, folks, I'm out of here. I hope that I can still broadcast on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I know I have a lot of people who listening in, and they'd be pretty disappointed. But if I get booted, folks, look on the MySpace, look me up on other mediums of this venture, and I will see you another day, folks. This will not be the last of Ghost. Thank you all for tuning in. Until next time, and let me tell you something, folks. Death to liberalism and death to feminism. And I'm out.